he voted 56 times to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and yet last year he had one in-person town hall in Pueblo. And so we don't feel that his catering to special interests in Washington, D.C. is really going to resonate well with his constituents who are facing increased costs in health care and are concerned about the impact of the tax bill. Specifically on the Western Slope, we're looking at a situation where opioid epidemic is increasing, families are being hurt, and individuals are suffering. So we want to make sure that there is access for insurance, mental health, hospitalization, et cetera.
So this is a seven-figure campaign. Where is this money coming from? How is it being financed?
Our organization is building partners as we go. It includes a lot of local groups as well as individuals. Currently, we are just focusing on kind of grassroots organizing and really getting things launched.
And does the campaign endorse any specific candidate?
No, we're really focused on what Scott Peterson has done in his current position over the last 8 years and what his vote record has been.
So the Republican proposal to replace the Affordable Care Act eliminates the requirement that mental health and addiction services be covered under Medicaid. Could you explain the impacts that will have on the Western Slope?
Scott Tipton is voting for a bill that reduces the care that can be provided for individuals suffering from opioid addiction. It's an issue that is particular to CD3, so 11.9 deaths per 100,000 people. That rate is higher than anywhere else in the state. It's higher than the national average. And yet Medicaid is providing care for many Coloradans and many, including in the 3rd Congressional District. And so changes that limit their access to critical health services is going to have an impact that is going to worsen potentially this opioid crisis and leave families without care.
Katie and Kay has the opportunity to interview Representative Scott Tipton once a month. Are there any specific questions that Colorado United for Family would recommend we ask?
The question that we are asking and would like to hear an answer to is he going to come back into the district and start talking about his plan for improving healthcare access, addressing this opioid crisis? And will he stand up in front of a town hall, in front of his constituents, to really have a conversation about the impacts that his votes are having?